flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We're continuing our discussion on the Pelicans. They've dropped their last four games, and looking at the team, they got a matchup tomorrow night coming up against the Boston Celtics. Should be a good one in the Smoothie King Center, a 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:30 pregame coverage on the big 870 AM. Zion Williamson this month, since coming back from his hamstring issue, he's been averaging just 26 minutes a game, and we're hoping we get to see the big guy getting more action down the stretch, and it sounds like he wants it as well, Charlie. We got to hear a little bit from him at practice today. The media asked him a bunch of questions leading up to this game against Boston. Let's take a listen to some of the top clips here of what Zion had to say to the media today at Pel's practice.
I saw you getting in some extra work here after practice. What is the process like for you right now with trying to make sure you're staying healthy?
I'm in a good spot in terms of health. Now it's just building off that, not easing up. Even though I'm playing in games now, still get a lot of conditioning, still get more work in, just trying to take my body to the next level.
Does it feel like you're moving around, you're feeling different than you have in the past?
Most definitely. I feel like I don't have to exert as much energy to get to a certain speed. I feel like my movements are more swifter, so I definitely see the difference.
Are you primarily putting in this work so you can have the stamina to play over 30 minutes a game?
I feel like I can play 30 minutes a game right now, but like I said, based off the numbers with the team, just being smart and just working our way there.
Is that part tough for you, not being able to play?
It's tough. If anybody tells you it's not, they're lying. Because, man, when you're out there in the game and, you know, you find your rhythm, and, you know, look up at the clock, it's like, oh, it's that 7-minute mark. It's that 8-minute mark. You know, I'm silly with it. I always ask Javonte Green, I'm like, you subbing in for me? You know I'm subbing in for you. But it's frustrating, but the fact that I'm out there, I'm grateful for it.
Do you feel like you kind of came with a different approach last night as far as being aggressive during that first stint before they pulled you at kind of like the 7-minute mark, kind of establishing yourself early on?
You know, that was something Coach brought to my attention. Because usually I try to get the lay of the land. If the attack's there, I'm going to attack. But, you know, based off my minutes, he said just kind of be more aggressive with it.
What do you like about the on-the-court chemistry? You guys seem to be developing well, right, with Trey, DeJounte, and CJ, where you guys are getting your own. The offense usually is shining.
The chemistry is really building. The injury is really just bad timing. If we play like 10 to 15 games and then injuries happen, I feel like it'd be different. We'd be at a better point. But where we are now, the chemistry on and off the court is building. And, you know, when you're on the court, you're able to kind of see, okay, in certain moments, DeJounte likes to attack from here. Murph likes to get going from here. Even CJ, you just figure out, okay, what spots they like. So, yeah, the chemistry is definitely building.
And we've seen you kind of score regardless, but how much does being in this kind of shape help you be more impactful defensively?
It helps a lot. it helps a lot because my movements are more swifter. So when someone try to change the direction, I can beat them to the spot.
When you look back to like years ago where you were and compared to where you are now, where do you feel like you made the most progress defensively?
Definitely being able to switch 1 through 5 and my perimeter defense. Just kind of with my coaches and teammates trusting me to, if I do get switched on to a shifty guard or somebody considering an elite scorer, they don't feel like they have to help. Like, they feel like, nah, Z got it.
Is that what it kind of meant to you the other night when you really got the technical foul kind of taken up for you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all see what's going on. And that's all I'm going to say on that, but as far as coach doing that, I told him right after the game, that meant a lot to me. You know, him showing that emotion. I think the last time I seen him show that emotion on a non-foul was Minnesota last year.
How exciting is it for you that there's no back-to-backs coming up, that there's a stretch of, you know, 6, 7, 8 games in a row where you can just keep playing?
Let me make this clear to everybody out there. If I can play in the back-to-backs, I would. I physically, yes, I can. But I work for the Pelicans. They have decided that based off the numbers, you know, it's not smart to do that right now. So, you know, if that's what they feel, I'm rocking with them on that. But yes, if I could play in a back-to-back, I would.
One question about Boston. How important was it, just that extra defensive effort you guys played with against Boston, you know, over there? And how important is that going to be for Mark?
Boston is they're the reigning champs. It feels like when they have 5 people on the court, all 5, you know, are a threat to score. So, and playing a team like that, everybody has to be on their, you know, P's and Q's, especially when you're switching or anything. And really, you just try to be physical, try to get them out their game. But, you know, it's easier said than done.
That was Zion Williamson at today's Pelicans practice. Thought it was very interesting to hear him talking about how he wants to play in the back-to-backs, but he works for the Pelicans, and they say that's a no-go.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.